Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy, back with you here. On FM 104.3 WQAM, let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Panthers back on the ice against the Washington Capitals tonight at 7 o'clock. Just got word from Morning Skate from Jamison Olive that AJ Greer will be good to go. Tarasov is going to be in net tonight.
Who's been good? He's been good.
Been all right. Yeah, he's been good.
I mean,
it hasn't been on him. I don't think it's been a goalie issue.
Yeah.
You know, Bob had that one stinker where he gave up the seven all on rebounds and whatnot against the Ducks. But, yeah, I don't think it's been the goaltending. I think it's been more executed on the power play. That's probably been the biggest thing. I mean, you got a lot of new guys there infiltrating and whatnot. But Tarasov has been doing a decent job, and you know, he's got his mentor there, Bobby, to keep him there, and then he's got Bobby Lou out there today.
Bobby Lou.
I was reading from George Richards from Florida Hockey Now. Matthew Tkachuk has apparently been ramping up his workouts at the facility.
Cool.
And is hopeful. Sometime in December was the first word of when he was going to come back. Did you see, Leroy, the Tkachuk brothers are starting a podcast?
I did see that.
The Chuck brothers.
What?
What?
The Tkachuk.
That's what they are. They are the Tkachuk. That's their name.
What's the name of the podcast?
I think it's Wingmen.
Wingmen?
I believe that's what,
I think it's called Wingmen. And I think it's the same company that does the Kelseys.
Okay.
They did a podcast with the Kelseys. They're both hurt too, so I think they're bored.
They're bored.
So we'll see how this goes in their playing career if they keep it up, but Brady's like, I think it got a wrist injury or something like that. Nasty wrist injury, and Brady's got the groin thing that he's coming back from.
Right.
So check it out. I think I don't know when the first episode drops. I think it's either today or this week, something like that. The Dolphins are in Spain. They're getting ready for
tomorrow, by the way.
The Washington comes out tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay.
What comes out tomorrow?
Their podcast.
Uh-huh.
They're taking on the Washington Commanders. Kickoff Sunday set for 9:30. Coverage begins with Game Day Uncensored at 7 a.m., an abbreviated early version.
Why? Because you're the one who had to be here at 5?
I don't know why everybody keeps putting it on me. I didn't go to Glenn and say, hey, I'm only going to do 2.5 hours. I literally was told, I go to him, I said, hey, what time are we starting? And he goes, 7 o'clock. I'm like, oh, okay, that's what you want. He goes, there's something about something that we have to air beforehand. I don't know. I don't make the rules, dude. I'm good doing it whenever.
All right.
Tua. He was asked about his statements earlier in the year about you know, the tumultuous times about the meetings and how his leadership has been affected by all this. And this is what he had to say. Deep thoughts with Tua.
See that? See him taking ownership of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, try it.
What do you mean? Nobody owns what they say more than me, dude. What are you talking about? What? Dude,
everything that comes out of your mouth, mm-hmm. you leave yourself an escape hatch.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, you know. You go, no. I said, may have. Might have. You always
been, did I?
No, you.
But did I? Well, if I did, I mean, like, you know, then what's fair is fair. If I said that, okay. Then there's those, and then there's that opportunity. Then you got to respect that.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Thank God our show's documented.
Let me ask you something.
Nope.
Let me ask you something.
Nope. We're not. I'm not.
As a man who basically has a buffet half the segments in our microphones, you think you're the most accountable person in the world when it comes to this radio show? You are the king of ASMR, sir.
Don't look now because you don't have anything, but you're getting ready for it. Give us 1 hour.
But the thing is like, and I don't even mind.
Okay. You're not.
Look, I'm going to be there, but guess what? I'm not going to be eating and chewing on the microphone.
I just want to be clear, like, and I don't mind. It's just you're going to come at me about accountability when you're just as much of a wiggle room guy as I am.
No, I'm not.
Okay, dude. They basically call you the wiggler. Yep.
Dude.
When do you ever?
When they say my name, do they go meep meep after?
Look, do I get excited about the Heat while Heat Coyote style? For sure.
Yes.
I'll admit that. I'll admit that.
I appreciate that.
I'll admit that.
Good for you.
I just don't think that you're the one who should be pointing out my flaws. I think you share some of those same qualities.
What?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
No, you can tell you were our only kid. You know why?
Why's that?
Because every response that you have is Jimmy was doing it too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you've never pulled that move.
What?
Yeah, okay.
No, I haven't.
Dude, trust me. You are the king of pulling a rabbit out of its hat. When I got you boxed in, you go to another subject, into another place that has nothing to do with nothing.
Wait a minute. I'm notoriously known for beating a dead horse.
Mm-hmm.
By staying on a subject way too long. Now you're going to say I go from topic to topic? Doesn't even sound
when
like
you get
me.
Trapped
you
in,
can be both, Leroy. You can be both.
Yep.
Who made you the arbiter?
Listen, I've always been in this show, okay?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I said, who made you the arbiter? All of a sudden, you became judge?
I've always been the judge.
Oh, yeah. I haven't gotten a lot of, things just haven't gone my way.
Judges are typically punctual. I mean, court opens when court opens.
Listen, because you're lashing out on hand doesn't mean you have the right to lash out on me right now, okay?
I mean, court opens.
I take whoever's side I feel is right.
Oh, gosh. Somebody just went, hey, she does the newsletter.
Not anymore. I quit.
You quit a free job?
Hey, maybe your birthday will make it this year.
Maybe.
Oh.
Good luck with that. People think you still play for Dallas.
Oh, my God.
How is Jerry Jones?
Dude, like, just, you ever just, you know how you look at me sometimes and just mm-hmm. pure disgust and just walk away, right? I just looked and walked away. Like, if anybody's paying attention, if you're sales, you got one job, know your talent. That's not hard because you got to know what you're selling. Is that an accurate assessment? Right. And then don't come up to me and big boy me and try to like show, you know, your people you're, you know, oh, I know so-and-so. And you come over here and introduce me playing for the wrong team. Wow. That hurt. That kind of hurt. Like, because I've been
rightfully
here.
Rightfully so. It should hurt you.
The person been here for what, a couple of years? And mm-hmm. I've been here for damn near 20?
Yep.
Like, you should.
Don't worry, I called him out plenty of times.
It's okay. It's okay. Damage is done. It hurts. The damage is done. Damage is done. You know, when is that? When is that? Forget when is, damage.
When is what?
When is that lunch going to be
When's
done?
Lunch?
I don't know. I don't know.
Hey,
do we
it's
get late
right now?
It's right now.
Really?
11?
Yes.
I thought it was at 12.
Well, there got to be some finger foods down there.
One
so.
Second.
Hi, Ross.
Come on, Jennifer.
I'll see you guys in the two segments.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're going to be so sleepy in the final hour. 1 o'clock today, by the way, Sean Brady's going to join us. He is the number two UFC welterweight in the world. Really great UFC card this week. You got Islam Makhachev moving up to 170, and he is fighting Jack Della Maddalena, Australian.
Didn't we talk to him, Maddalena?
I've talked to him before. I don't know if we've done that together. We talked to Duplessis.
Okay.
Had Duplessis on. He's not a very
talkative.
Talkative. He's more didgeridoo and punch you in the face.
I get confused sometimes. Like, I was a guy who chatted up a little bit, but everybody wasn't. Why do we seem like we're almost offended that an athlete or a fighter doesn't talk? It might not. Everybody's personality doesn't.
Yeah, not everybody's good at it.
Right.
I don't know. It does get people more noticed, though. You know, I think it's. You know what I think it is also? You don't do it very often, you know?
Right.
So it's kind of like, what are you
it's
doing?
It's not like football. It's every.
Yeah, football, you got to talk once a week. Basketball, you got to talk every game.
Well, they make you talk once a week, but the people come into the locker room every day.
Yes, I know that. I know that.
Right.
But with fighting, neither one. But that's a great fight. I mean, obviously, Makhachev becoming a two division champion is a big deal. And then if Maddalena is the first guy to beat him, not the first guy to beat him, but the first guy in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So should be a really great fight. Then they got Valentina Shevchenko's taking on Zhang Weili. That's a great championship fight. And Sean Brady's fighting Michael Morales, who's been kicking ass. And Brady he became the first guy to finish Leon Edwards.
Ooh.
So, really good fights. And he's won 3 straight. He lost to Bilal a little bit back, but he's only 31. I saw him fight at the Hard Rock way back when. He's from Philly. He had a ton of people come down here from Philadelphia to watch him. And that was supposed to be like his, and he won easily, but that was supposed to get him in the UFC, and he still had like 4 more fights before he got into the UFC.
Right.
But yeah, he'll join us at around 1 o'clock. We'll talk to him, get into this. I can't wait for that card this weekend. Dolphins, you think the defense is fixed? Like, are we getting there?
Here's what I have seen. That if we believe, and I've told you this, it starts with the offense and defensive line. It's unfortunate, but as Grant picks up everything, his technique, and gets better at it,
yep,
it almost seems like as his progression has gone, Zach Sealer's been able to become a little more free. The outside guys have been able to get a little more pressure, and the secondary. So with that pressure up the middle, both with the run and the pass, they've been able to do more creative things on defense and not get ran over, right? So you can see the development of all these guys. When you look on the other side, Savainaya, right? As he has progressed, more time to throw, less penetration in the run game, more success running the football. So all these things have played in. It's unfortunate that the team was in a place where you had to rely on 2 guys to not only play, but to play well for you to function. We kind of had to go through those growing pains with them. And that's unfortunate, because how quick did we say Chris Greer drafted the worst left guard ever? Or this bust that we drafted in the first. It is taking time. That's it. And I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, they just weren't in a position for it to take time.
Last year they were in a position with Patrick Paul to not play him and to let him kind of grow. They didn't have that luxury this year, and the whole team, like, you think those are insignificant pieces, but as we've seen early on in the season, it's been huge.
Yeah, I don't want to buy into the idea the Dolphins can go on a run, because I just feel like I'm going to end up disappointed. But
this is a good season, good year to go on a run, because everybody has questions about all the quarterbacks that are available anyway.
A lot of injuries. Right. A lot of things
affecting it. There's really no.
But his teams have. I mean, Mike McDaniel, by nature, his teams have been very streaky. Like, that's either they go in the dumps or they go on a very hot run.
I put that on him. I really do. And mm-hmm. I've told you why. And I've said it over and over and over and over again. Like, one of the things that you try to build in the offseason, in the preseason, and whatever, is you try to build kind of an identity of what you're going to try and be. And once you build that identity, everything kind of adjusts from that. If you're going to be a power run team, then that also means you're going to be a good play action team. That means you're going to be – it's just kind of how it works. When you look at teams like Dallas, when you look at teams like Detroit, how play-action oriented they are, because they put it on a billboard. We're going to come out and we're going to try to just destroy you. So you go into that mindset. So play-action pass makes them look crazy. Now you have a good passer and a guy that can make plays at quarterback, but it all starts from a certain place. When I watch this offense, what's their bread and butter? What do they do extremely well?
Give it to Asia.
Because but even that, you still have to kind of be creative to get him in space. Now, they've blocked extremely well the last couple of weeks, right? He's had a lot of, and he's taken it out. He's broken some tackles.
I do feel like he's made a lot of chicken salad this year out of.
Yeah, in some instances, yeah. But what I would like to see is 4 or 5 core plays. We all have 4 or 5. We all have 5 run plays and 5 pass plays.
Dude, you got some turkey that just like popped out on it. You got to fix that. I'm sorry. I couldn't let you have that for the whole segment. it was just going to be there, and you were making great football points, and I was going to let you keep going, but like, we all agree, like, that had to be addressed, right?
Always, even though he's going to call you out for calling him out.
No, I understand. I wanted the focus to be on the football because you're footballing right now.
And not the turkey.
The turkey just popped out. And it's just like, I got to say something.
I'm sorry. I'm telling you, with friends like you, I'm good.
I think I am a good friend.
But you know what?
Isn't that
it's
a
called,
good?
It's called looking out for you.
Hold on, Dan. Is that not a good? Is a good friend not somebody who tells you you have something on your face? I feel like
you got to let him know.
You have to let him know. You have to let him know. Like, you, even strangers, I would be like, hey.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Like, let's say if a girl walks out of a bathroom and she has toilet paper on her foot, on her shoes, dragging, I'm gonna ask her.
And here's where, you know. People don't know what the hell they're talking about.
What's that?
Leroy is way too old school, linear. He doesn't understand new style of offenses. They're a mixed mash of running, screen passes, deep routes, and RPOs. Leroy can't consume this info. He coached.
Oh, my God.
I can't tell you how much of an idiot you are. Okay? Dude, like... they're like... Really? Really? How those RPOs running for the Dolphins or for any team? You got to have a base, man. You got to be able to do – there's one thing you can go to and do well. Every team that has success has it. It's either running pin and pulls, either off tackle, counters. Everybody – whenever you listen to people before a game starts – they always talk about this team does this really well. Now, of all the things you said, tell me what the Dolphins do really well. Give me three or four plays they do really well. They've had success doing them, but then the coach changes the whole offense. They don't have a base. They don't have a core. If I can go into every game with something I do well, then all the adjustments off of those plays will create more success and more confusion than anything that they're doing out there now.
Do you think it's because, like, he had this whole thing last year where people got crazy with the two deep and the takeaway of the shots? Like, he felt like he settled on that stuff. Do you feel like he is so worried about being figured out that he won't also?
He's overcoaching the situation.
Yeah.
So let me explain to you. You know what you need if you have two deep? You need an excellent tight end. That's why when you look around the league, teams that run the ball and have excellent tight end play can destroy cover two. So go look at what Indy's doing right now. They're trying so hard not to give up the deep play against Indy, the big play, that now they're giving up 80-yard runs to the running back. Then when they creep up, you got linebackers one-on-one with your safety. If Mike McDaniel had a reliable tight end, this whole offense would look different because every place that he's been, he's had a tight end. And that tight end has been a Pro Bowler because that's what you need to exploit the middle of the field. So they try to do it with these little ants. They try to run the same routes crossing the field or whatever with the ants. But the problem is when you go too deep and then you go nickel, you got other ants chasing them. You don't have a linebacker trying to guard a tight end. And that's how you exploit that. If you want to exploit cover two, you get you a tight end. You have him run down the middle of the field. You got a linebacker covering him, and you abuse them. And then when they try to bring guys up, then you got your wide receivers. Or you run the football. It's simple as that. That's not old school. That's not new school. That's just football. So he caught, unless you know what the hell you're talking about, please keep it to a minimum. Just zip.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Arc Raiders.
a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's get to the mixed bag. Charles Barkley. Yesterday, he was discussing Nico Harrison getting fired for
the Luka trade. He was on one yesterday because they asked him the importance of the Lakers-OKC game. He goes, it ain't that big of a deal.
they got killed yesterday.
Yeah. And then he goes, somebody else goes, but keep watching.
Yeah. Here was Charles Barkley on Nico Harrison. He thinks he's taking too much blame.
The Mavs were a mediocre team until he made those trades. He was doing a good job. Then he had the bad luck with Anthony Davis never being available, basically. But the thing that bothers me is he's just being made a scapegoat. Listen, there's no way in the world Nico Harrison had the power to trade Luka Doncic unless the owner of the team signed
off. Patrick Dumont.
Yes. That was his call. So I feel bad the way Nico is being made a scapegoat. But anybody who knows anything about basketball know good and well Nico Harrison did not have enough power to trade Luka Doncic. So that's the thing that bothers me. He's had a streak of bad luck with Anthony Davis and Kyrie both getting hurt. But the premise of this trade is Nico Harrison. I hear all these fools and idiots on TV talk, Nico Harrison going to be the guy who traded Luka Doncic. No. The Dallas Maverick organization made that call.
All right, there you go.
Hey, there's some truth to that. There's some truth to when you want to trade the face of a franchise, you have to go sell it to your ownership. And he sold it.
I mean,
now,
it's happened.
It can still – listen, sometimes the owner will listen to what he has to say and take his word for it. The owner is never going to be the one to say, I think we should trade Luka. I don't want to pay him.
Yeah, I mean, ownership gets involved in a lot of things. This happened with the Heat. Pat Riley, according to Bradley Beal, Pat Riley had to go to Mickey Arison and be like, Bradley Beal? And they weren't into it. The Dwayne Wade breakup was happening. Mickey Arison had to get involved in-between.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like most of the intel on this does say that this was at least his idea, though.
Right. No, of course. You know,
so
while Charles is right, if a basketball person goes to a owner who is not a basketball guy, and he gives you a whole bunch of reasons as to why he wants to do this, and he sells you on idea, so you give the okay, he's still on the hook for that.
Yes.
Because you brought it to the owner. So it's not a situation where the owner said, hey, I don't know if I want to pay $250 million. What can we do? The owner is not. You see what I mean? If somebody who has that role as the GM of a team and he has to make a big deal, he is going to go to the owner and sell it. If the owner buys it, it doesn't mean that now the owner is on the hook. It means that, no, he's going to trust you with this. But if it goes south, guess who he's coming to? That's what happened.
Jameis Winston, he's going to start this week.
Oh, my goodness.
This was his thoughts on getting to start for the Giants.
I want fans to know that I'm going to do my best. You know, obviously, I'm going to have fun, but I'm going to execute, have a surgical execution, and just play ball, man. Like, this is something I've been doing since I've been 4 years old, and I just get to do it in the greatest city in the world. I'm going to be saying it with my son. What's the greatest city in the world? Yeah, that's a Hamilton reference, if y'all don't know. Yeah, 10-year reunion.
So, can I just say this? You have to love the one thing I say about Jameis, the energy that he plays with has never wavered, right? He has been this guy from the first day of his career till today. So don't be shocked at what you hear from Jameis Winston. He is a sincere dude. And I'm going to tell you this, Giants fans, he going to have one of those days. He going to have two of those days. He might even have three of those days. And you're going to get excited, but then it's coming. Yeah, y'all know what's coming. Y'all know it. He ain't the only 30 for 30 for nothing.
Well, on the other side of it, Russell Wilson, that's what he had to say on Jameis getting the starting nod.
I mean, obviously, I want to play, but also, you know, Jameis has worked his butt off, you know, to give him a great opportunity. He's a guy who's played in this league for a long time, and he's one of my closest friends. I know he'll do a great job. I'm going to help him prepare the best way possible. I'll be ready to go, you know, and all that. And felt ready to go last game, you know, obviously, and I was got us all the way down to the one, you know, inch yard line. We didn't get it, unfortunately, we didn't go forward, but, you know, it's part of the game, and you know, we thought we were going to win the game there and field goal and all that, but it didn't work out. So I know with Jameis, though, he works his butt off. Like I said, we have great dialogue. And he's a great teammate.
That must be a hell of a dialogue between those two.
Hey, so the problem is, and by the way, Dade South, I hate you.
Dade South says, how much Hamilton is on Leroy's plate?
None.
No, not anymore.
No, I didn't have any Hamilton. No ham.
There was no ham this year.
Yeah. Wow. So here's the deal. And I'm going to tell you why Russ gets so much slack. Because the part of him helping Jameis, and we are like that. We're like, no matter how much people think, yeah, you want to start, but if you're not named a starter, you want to win as a team. And people have always been good about that. Or whoever you are. But come on, let me ask you a question. You think him and Jameis are best friends?
He said they're best friends.
Okay. That's where, like, a bit much?
Probably too much.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's the part of...
Maybe they are best friends.
Wait, but that's the part of Russ that drives people crazy.
Well,
it is. Because I'm listening, and I went into it. I don't have nothing against Russ. I don't have nothing against Jameis. Like, I just listened to him, and I know he's in a bad spot by saying, hey, does it suck that you couldn't get your job back? Right? That's basically what they're asking.
Pretty much.
Right? But to try to overdo how cool he is with it, you have to say, me and Jameis, like, come on. You see them going eat together or hanging out?
Maybe. I don't know.
No, I don't. I do not.
That's not my problem. And I think actually
James is the type of guy that's best friends with everybody. So.
Agreed.
I can't disagree with that.
But I didn't like how Russ took kind of a shot at a dead man. He took a shot at fired coach Brian Daboll. Got down to the one, you know, we thought we were going to punch it in, but kicked a field goal. What, you know, whatever. Like, give it
but
up,
you
dude.
See what I'm saying? It's always the other, like, he always says some things that.
I am curious, like, how long he's going to keep playing.
Who?
Like, this feels this feels like the end of the road.
Well, he could get two more years in anonymity as a backup, but I don't know if anybody wanted to sign him on for that.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like I believe that he could be a viable backup. The problem is when you bring him in and you think he's going to compete for a job, then that shows you where your team is if Russell Wilson is competing for a starting job.
Also in the NFL, talking about relationships, this A.J. Brown, not happy with how things are with Eagles land. He was on a Twitch stream, and he basically says the offense has been a bleep show. And then he was asked about the comments in the locker room, and he says he's not apologizing.
No, I think that's fair. I think if you got eyes, you can see that. You know, the same things I've been saying like all season. You know, so me making light of my situation on Twitch with my friend, you know, that's something I'm not apologizing for, you know, because like I said, if you got eyes, you can see that. And so, shoot, that's me trying to, like, laugh through my situation. So, like, yeah.
He's right. You know what? He's right. He's right. Like, could he have not said it? No. But if we watching the games and we see what's going on and then you have a player, hey, he didn't call out anybody. He just said, right now, our offense sucks. That's it.
He's miserable. He's not having fun.
No. A.J. Brown's that guy that complains about everything. It's a guy that wins the lottery. Oh, well, I mean, it was only $50 million. Could have been $100. Everybody else wins $100. Hey. That's the way he is. Like, yeah, worried.
It's also like, once you get to a point, you're just, I imagine as his teammates, you're probably like, yeah, we know.
I don't think anybody.
I saw Sirianni this morning. He's like, this is the last time I'm going to talk about this. Because, like, it's not new. We know. He's miserable. He hates the way they play. And that's how it is.
Right.
They're good, but he hates how they play.
But the other thing is that, like, why are we getting mad at somebody who's giving the honest truth about what's going on?
People like to go with a diva wide receiver, like the miserable.
But that's not being a diva.
I think most people would say team success over everything, right? Like that's how it would go. But we see this with even this happened with Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen. Like you got to a point where like and he was there. He was the offense. And if he didn't get a bless you, dude, he was the offense, and he was still miserable. And he's just like, I don't, you know. And it you felt it almost for like 2 years. And then eventually he was gone. I mean, like, A.J. Brown's for sure not going to be back next year. Like, he'll move on somewhere. And I'm sure somebody will be happy to give him the football more because he's a really good player.
Right. I don't you could call it being grumpy or whatever, and he's notorious for being that. But he didn't go scorched earth on it. He basically just stated something.
He's got about.
That's obvious.
He doesn't go scorched earth, but he brings a blowtorch basically every week. Like they'll win a game, you know, 13-10, and then he's going to be like boring.
Well, yeah,
that's how he is.
I know.
Another win for the tush push. He's going to be like. He's like the only guy on the Eagles who's probably like, can we ban the stupid tush push, please?
Yeah.
I hate this play. I don't get to do anything. It's not fun. And this has been a thing. They had Brandon Graham came out last year on a radio show and said he hates it. He's not that cool with Jalen Hurts. They're not the best of friends. It happens sometimes. Even on good teams, there's relationships that aren't great.
It happens, but you play football and you're winning. They just won a championship. And
I think I saw him.
What is the record? 7-3?
I think he said yesterday, he's like, I appreciate the ring, but he's like, he's not having fun.
Right. And that's possible. That's possible. You could, you know, like, you want to play football a certain way. You want to, you know, and you're winning, but you want to be more of an impact player. I mean, he's always been an impact player. So I could see how that could be hard on him because guess what? Here's the funny thing. When it's time to get paid, even if
his numbers are down, yeah.
Even if it's right. And so is that a bit like crazy that and so when players make a big deal about it, you go, oh, you're going to come at me at the end of the year and say my numbers are down, but you're the reason why.
No, I get it.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.